Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to start with President Biden's move toward to pardon simple marijuana possession. Ellen Kopp is Deputy Director for California Normal, which advocates for cannabis consumers. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, that was one of the big issues as states began to decriminalize marijuana in state laws. It still remained at the federal level, and that made it hard for legal, legit dealers to do any banking on their business because of, you know, at the federal level, it was still illegal. Is that where we're headed now, where it's going to be decriminalized federally?
Well, I hope so, although this move won't take us there directly. There is a Safe Banking Act that's been getting a lot of support in Congress, but it has deadlocked in the Senate, like the legalization proposals from both the Democrats and the Republicans. So in the meantime, we're very elated that President Biden has taken this step, making good on a campaign promise to release anyone in federal prison for smoking marijuana. And this will, more importantly, help people with ancillary problems like job discrimination and housing, because they have some kind of criminal record, federal criminal record. He also enjoined governors of states to follow suit and do the same thing, which should help a lot more people who are in prison on state charges or are having that affect their record. And he called for a review of marijuana's status, scheduling status. It's now Schedule One, just like heroin in fentanyl, you know, in federal law. And he assigned Health and Human Services Director Xavier Becerra from California to conduct a review of that. And that could, if it's descheduled at the federal level, that could really help with legalization.
Ellen, in recent years, I know other countries like Canada has made pot legal, and they did it differently than the United States, where it's now legal at the federal level. And that's what we're talking about, the possibility of that here. Talk to us a bit about the fact that it's such a hodgepodge in the United States, where in certain states it's legal, certain states it's not. In certain states, you're breaking the law by doing it. And the fact that overall the feds look at it as being illegal. Tell us about the dilemma faced by so many people because of the hodgepodge schedule that we have here in the United States.
Yeah, it's caused a lot of different problems. For example, we got a bill passed to allow terminally ill patients to use cannabis in hospitals, and it was held up because, oh, there might be a federal funding issue. So there's all kinds of different ways where that federal law affects it. I mean, we're now in a case situation where 19 states have legalized marijuana for recreational use, 39 for medical use. And there's another five states that are going to vote on it in November. 60% of, or more of the United States citizens are in favor of full legalization and 80% for medical. So this is a very smart move politically for Biden to take it right now. And I think it's a harbinger of things to come, because I think he wants Democrats to win in November. And this is a way to do it. Get that, get them on the page, get people to turn out to vote.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. This is a political year, and obviously there are political reasons for doing this. But also on the other side, aren't there some states right now, this being campaign season already, that are going to look at like, well, if President Biden wants it, we're against it. And isn't this going to toughen some pushback in some states that are maybe holding off on decriminalizing marijuana?
That may be true, and maybe that was part of the calculus. But the states that are voting on it in November, Arkansas, Maryland, Missouri, North and South Dakota, I mean, it's starting to get into the reach in states, you know, where you wouldn't expect it. And the polls are showing favorable results in those states.
How do you react to those who may be listening right now who really feel that this is a wrong move, both statewide and at the federal level, that, you know, we hear this often, that marijuana is seen as a gateway drug?
Well, actually, federal government's own studies have shown that it's not. If anything, it's a drug off of more harmful drugs. More and more studies come out all the time that states with legal shops have less opiate problems, less opiate overdoses. People are able to substitute a less harmful drug for a more harmful one, and you might even throw alcohol into that mix in some cases. So, you know, I hear that less and less. I've been in this 30 years now, and the tide is really turning. This is actually a really good indication that it's turning in our direction right now.
All right. Ellen, thank you. That's Ellen Comp. She's a deputy director for California Normal, which advocates for cannabis consumers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.